the Voice and Poncho Radio Show.
I hear it all the time.
I'm gonna tear it up. Do it live. Do it live. Do it live.
Tell your bitch to stop sassing.
And when you find a wife, you watch her.
Your information
don't
have full size.
She says,
"Who's the king of the demo? Who's the king of the demo?"
I'm a tit man.
I got an open in this ticket. Don't even know anyone.
Welcome everybody to the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. This is episode 9 of the Rebirth Poncho. So excited to have you in studio with me here. How are you doing, brother?
Well, thank you, sir. I'm doing wondrous as usual. The weather's gorgeous out there, Tools. We're in mid-May, and personally, I just played my 18, and boy, was she ever satisfied with the score. This is beautiful weather. Everything about May delights me. Everything about this show gets me excited. So thanks again, Tools. Rebirth 9.
All right, watch the screaming already. I saw a clip.
Let me open my beer.
Oh, nice, wonderful.
Poncho, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but you are sitting next to a hero. And a bona fide hero. This morning, I was awakened to a distraught wife, to a very distraught wife. I want to explain this to the listeners properly. We have a bird nest that a mother bird built into a vent, like into the roof of our house. Somehow, this morning, that vent was closed. The mother bird was running into the vent. Wow. She had a worm in her mouth. She's running into the window. She's going nuts right outside my wife's bathroom window. At 7:30 this morning, I had to get out a 20-foot ladder. It's even higher. And then I had to get a broom. And for about 5 minutes, I started jamming up there. I got that vent open.
Wow.
And within a couple minutes, the mother bird was feeding her babies.
Good for you, Tools.
You're sitting next to a hero.
Yeah. No, you had a worm in your mouth while you're at it, too. Personally, I'm afraid of heights. I'll tell everybody on the show I'm afraid of heights, but not afraid of length, though, Tools, as we all know, or width. But good for you. You saved the baby, some baby birds. I wanted to get something off my chest real quick, if I could. Personally, I'm not under the weather, but I recently took a challenge. I do a lot of research on the internet, and I found this Haribo gummy bear sugar-free challenge. The claim is if you eat these gummy bears, you'll have, let's just call it bowel movements, that kind of thing.
Wait.
Yeah.
But why would you want to have...
Well, I just wanted to see if it was legit. I love gummies. So I went after these bears. I got a bag of these bears, and let me tell you something, Tools. It was gummy ass fire because I could not get myself out of the bathroom for more than 5 or 10 minutes. So what you hear to all our amoebas, all our listeners, what you hear about those sugar-free Haribos is all true.
I don't even know what you're talking about. But there's a big concert, Sarah. You invited me down.
Yep.
You said you got me tickets. I don't even know where's the concert at.
It's going to be downtown Lancaster, 717.
What bar?
The Chameleon Club.
Oh, we're going to the Chameleon.
It's a little nightclub, yeah, for edgy alternative types like ourselves.
Is it an over 21 concert or not?
It is. But you know what we'll do? We'll walk in with our meatiness, our manliness, and we'll excite everybody in the club. And you know what I'm hoping to do? I'm hoping to find a couple fans in there, Tools, because we'll be wearing our Voice and Poncho swag, and I'm hoping we come across some fans.
All right. And what band is it?
It's Surfer Blood. Good little band.
Never heard of them.
But we'd be remiss if we didn't mention a musical legend who passed today, Tools.
Oh, B.B. King.
B.B. King. Nobody warms a set of loins like B.B. King. And I'll tell you, I got his glasses on today as a tribute. The gentleman was full of soul. I'm full of pole. He was full of soul. Love B.B. Thank you.
Okay. Now, I've had 3 listeners this week ask me. There's something, you know, we have that's called the countdown. Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's the final countdown.
They want to know how long until your girlfriend is back in the country and how long until the show will be over.
Don't you worry about this. As you know, it's Rebirth 9. And every morning I wake up and I think about the gloriness and the wonderment of this show. And I think when she gets back, maybe we'll do 2 a week.
But okay, here's the question again.
It's the final countdown.
When Is she coming back so that our listeners know that the show will be over? How many more episodes do we have till she's back?
This show.
How many more episodes do we have
till... She's back in a month. She's back in a month.
Okay, four more, fans. You have four more episodes.
And it's the final countdown.
And then she's back, and then you're going to hear this.
Oh, come on, Tools.
You already said you got
a bachelor for life. And... Tolles, if I could, I mean, I think this is a perfect opportunity to just confront some fans because, you know, we have a hotline. We have a hotline, and we want to hear some feedback, Tolles. We haven't been getting a whole lot of feedback.
That's true.
So what we want is, you know, we put ourselves out. We make sacrifices for the fans, so why not give us a call? 717-455-7164. It's a voicemail line, Tools. You're not going to get the Stallions, the mighty men that we are, but you will get a voicemail. We'll play it on the show and make you famous. So please get in touch with us. We're also on Twitter, at The Voice Poncho.
Yeah, we get a lot of tweets, but sometimes we'd like to hear some actual calls, you know?
Yeah, we just want to interact with our fans, especially the female fans, but we'll take anybody.
All right, so let's get into the show. What are we going to talk now? A little Preakness? A little Preakness.
Oh, this is one of my favorite times of the year. Not only because of the weather, Tools, but I love these races. When I see these beautiful beasts, these animals around the track, it gets me more than excited, Tools. And we got the Preakness, the middle jewel of the Triple Crown.
Are you planning to go out and play some bets on the ponies tomorrow?
Tools, as the Pope Catholic, I'll be a degenerate tomorrow like you wouldn't believe. And I got a horse. But I'll tell you right now, there's only eight in the field, and there's one winner, and I know the winner.
You know the winner.
I know the winner.
Okay, you're gonna put $1,000 on him then, I guess.
I'll probably put more than that on it.
Wow. Yeah,
I'll put more than that on it. It's number eight. It's Firing Line, Tools, and I know it's not a long shot, but Gary Stevens, great jockey, is going to be riding him. And as you know, as the fans know, I have this insider, a stable boy, that gives me some tips, and he tells me. You know, he's been monitoring these beasts' bowel movements all week. And sure enough, he found chunks of dirty, weird stool in this animal. And that's a great sign. Wonderful. I'm putting everything on Firing Line.
I was wondering how you're going to bring Johnny Weir into this segment. Okay. So you're putting everything on Firing Line. Just looking at the odds and considering that there's eight horses, don't you think this race sets up to be perfect for a trifecta box?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay. There's only eight in there. It's a speed race, you know, speed and quickness you excel at, especially upstairs, so you should love this kind of race, but that also opens possibilities to any horse winning this race,
well,
I'm telling you.
I'm going to give all of our listeners a tip out there. Stay away from American Pharoah. Stay away from him. This is the reason. This jockey whips the horse way too much. I read an article that said that he whipped him 33 times. First of all, the number 33 is very important. 33 times. This is way more than average. He basically abused the horse. You disagree with that. You disagree with that, don't you?
Tolles, 33 wasn't enough. What are you going to do, complain about free rates tickets next? I love beef. I love animals, and I'll eat them all day. Come on, Tolles. Is this a man show, or is this a show for cupcakes?
No, this is a man show, but I do not support abusing animals. I guarantee you, this horse, he's smart. He's going to tell this jockey, I'm not going to perform for you the way you beat my ass last time. Well, so I'm just saying, stay away from him. Can I give you my trifecta?
Absolutely.
Can I give you my Dartman, Firing Line, and Diving Rod? Put those three together in a trifecta box, and you're going to make some money.
I know you're thinking of Diving Rods all the time.
Oh, is it Divining
Rod? It is Divining Rod, though, Tools, but that's okay. That's okay. Your point on Pharaoh is correct in this, though. He was run pretty hard last week, and that makes me think 2 weeks later he might not have that same, you know, the package and the might and the extravagance in his pants to win this race. I'm telling you, Firing Line, Tools, no doubt about it. And I don't like Pharaoh coming off the rail, though. This is going to be a sprint. If he doesn't get out, it's over.
I just don't have any more respect for this jockey. I mean, okay, you're whipping the horse. It's just terrible. Just
keep in mind that these animals are going to be studded out. They're going to have the most beautiful horses ever to mate with and experiment sexually with after they retire. So why are we pitying this animal?
Okay. This is totally off the mark here, but speaking of whipping... I watched 50 Shades of Grey, and it was the worst movie in the world, Poncho.
What the hell did you watch after?
And I swear I saw more better sex scenes on, like, Saturday Night Lights on TV.
Yeah.
I mean, it horrible. Don't waste your time. The fake sex scenes or whatever they are, it's the worst in the world. Just the worst.
Maybe if it was like a hot chick, too, I'd be interested.
No, she's attractive.
Come
but...
on, Tools. It looked like it's one of those bad Cinemax movies. You know, when I was like 13, 14, I stay up late, watch them, you know.
When you were 13 and you got the free weekend of Cinemax... And you waited till your parents went to bed, you snuck down. Oh yeah, we've all been there.
We sure
Those movies were way better than 50 Shades of Grey.
Well, I would never plan to watch it, Tools. I figured you watched it because you've been snipped downstairs, so of course you watched it. But I'm telling you right now, firing line, put all the money in the world on him.
All right, and then you got my trifecta box
of
Dartman. Diving rod?
Divining rod.
Divining rod and firing line. There you go. Stay away from American Pharoah. I could come back to haunt me, but I just, anybody that abuses an animal like that, I think animals understand what's going on. They do not want to perform for that jockey.
And I had a couple eggs this morning, Tools. I don't know if they treated the chickens well. Is that all right with you or?
Well, we differ in certain things.
Let's talk about men and striated, muscly men in the NBA. We got a lottery
coming
up.
Do it live! Do it live!
It's coming up Tuesday, May 19th. This is right down my alley because you don't even really like the Sixers. I mean, if you notice in the background here, we have the new logo, the Ben Franklin logo of the Sixers. I mean, before we get in the lottery, they released a couple... redid their logo. What was your opinion on them? Did you like
them? Well, personally, this Benny Franklin shot here, it's a little fruity, but it's not the primary logo. I thought the primary logo, which is not much different, so I don't have a problem with it. I like it. I mean, this Fruit Franklin's rolling around dribbling. I don't think we're going to see too much of that. I'm personally not a huge fan.
Why are you calling Ben Franklin a fruit?
Well, look at the guy. I don't know. He's got monocles on and shit. I don't know. Personally, you know what I'm ready for? Ready to get a draft pick, get a guard in here, and round this team out for the future.
Then, obviously, you are looking for D'Angelo Russell, or are you looking for Moutier?
I don't want Moutier.
How do you know?
Because these imports don't come with competition.
They're in
Europe wearing cardigans all their life.
He's not in Europe. He's in China.
Even worse, Tools, they can't even open, come on, they can't play ball over there.
He was supposed to go to SMU with Larry Brown, right? He had academic issues and he needed to make money for his family, so he's doing 1 year in China. Larry Brown says he's a stud, but Larry Brown also thought that Larry Hughes was a stud and took Larry Hughes over Paul Pierce, so maybe we could question his talent evaluation.
I think the Ohio State kid is a year or two out from being close to ready for the NBA. But I think the package is there. I want him. We got big men, Tools. But if we get the first pick somehow, I think you got to take one of the big guys, move him out. Move him out.
What do you mean by move him out?
Well, unload him. You understand the stock comes with Towns and Okafor, right?
Yeah, okay.
These gentlemen.
You wouldn't even take him. You'd just trade back.
If you get the value, trade back. If you don't, you pick him and then ship him out for a player in a future first round.
Do you remember what I did about, 2 months ago? It was called the voice take, where I said, if you get the first or second overall pick, you trade back. Because you can keep Noel. This is when you hated Noel, you ripped Noel. If the Sixers get the first or second pick, everything will be just fine. Because I'm telling you, there's going to be a team at 3 or 4 that's going to want to move up to get a big man. And the Sixers and Sam Hinkie are sitting right there. And they're going to say, how bad do you want Towns? That's fine because we want Russell. You trade right back and you get some more number one picks. Should I go over the number one pick scenarios or not?
Just quickly, I don't disagree. If they have number one or two, that's fine. But to me, I don't want to make the mistake that you make with Mariota in Tennessee and ask for, everything and then a handbag on top of it and be left with the pick. So I want to make sure we're not asking too much. Get something for him. Get the right thing and a future first rounder, not just Russell.
Yeah, I agree. I think totally. Let's say you have the number two pick And the team at number three knows that they want a big man, which the Sixers already have two of them. They know they want a big man. You tell them, all right, I will trade back to number three, which you get D'Angelo Russell, the guy that you want. But you say, I want your first round pick next year unprotected. I'm sick of this unprotected crap because I'll go into it very shortly. I will say, no problem. We'll move back just one spot. But you're giving us your pick next year unprotected.
So basically, we got a top six pick. We're guaranteed for
a top six pick.
The percentages on us getting any more than that,
they're not good. Okay.
Well, did you have them written down?
I have them right here. The Los Angeles Lakers, this is the pick that we acquired from the Michael Carter Williams trade. You have a 17% chance of getting that first round pick this year. And if you get it, it would be the sixth overall pick. Poncho, we were talking about this earlier. So if for some reason the Sixers get, let's say, 3-6. At 3, I go D'Angelo Russell. At 6, who are we going? Who are we going?
Well, I know you like the kid from Arizona.
Yes, take Stanley Johnson. You get a point guard and a swing guard in the same draft.
I'll tell you what, when I see Stanley Johnson, I see muscles, I see man, I see a stallion. And I love Stanley Johnson. I wouldn't go third overall. I don't think he's polished enough to go third overall.
Right.
But if we come up with those two players' tools, I'll be happy. I'll be in Wonderville.
So if you come up with those two players, you got your point guard, you got your two or three guard, you got your four and your five, you have your three in Saric, who's sitting over there in Europe, who's going to come over in another year, and you have the most money in the NBA under the cap. I want to make sure that I make this crystal clear to all the fans out there. The Sixers are on the right track. They are so much on the right track. I'm going to break this to the fans right now. My older brother and I are getting season tickets. So, you never know. There might be some contests, whatnot, but I'm putting my money.
Not for this year.
No, for next year.
For this coming season.
Yeah, you got to get in now.
Okay, all right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and I look at it almost as a, well, first of all, I love the Sixers, but.
An investment, yeah.
Yeah, it's almost an investment. I'm not sure if we're going to do the whole 41 games. We might go with like a 20-game package or whatnot, but I'm a Sixers fan. I believe in them. I believe in them so much, I'm getting season tickets.
Yeah, and obviously it makes perfect sense. You're used to smaller packages, Tool, so why not go that route? But, okay, perfect. I'll go to a few ball games with you. Can we get to some serious business right now? We talked about this debate in the Periscope. We Periscope, yeah. Tools. I mean, look at us. We're beautiful. We're a couple of heartthrobs. But we discussed this debate, and it's the news of the hour, so why don't we get into it?
What, that Katy Perry and Taylor Swift are kind of arguing a little. Taylor Swift got caught with a hot mic. Do you know what that means, Poncho? What's a hot mic?
Yeah, what? Does that mean like something in her shorts? Or?
No. It means like she thought her microphone was off, but it wasn't. And she was talking and they taped it. She called out Katy Perry's cellulite. These two do not like each other. And I was talking to you about it. And what was the question?
Well, the question is, who would you prefer? And
do you mean by that?
Well, we respect our women, Tools. We're not offensive. We're not abrasive. We're not going to go that route. But we're talking about who would you rather encounter physically, Tools. And it's a no-brainer for me. I'll tell you right now, me personally, I don't like thrusting on bone. Give me a little padding. KP, Katy Perry, I'll bring that firework in my pants.
Okay, now we also said, let's go one night stand or marry. Would you rather have a one night stand with Katy Perry over Taylor Swift? Because one night stand, I think I might go Taylor Swift. But marry and spend the rest of your life with, I would probably go Katy Perry because I think Taylor Swift is just so freaking annoying.
Well, Tolls, you know, when I think of these two bombshells, I'm not thinking about long-term commitment with them. But I think Taylor Swift, one night stand, you got a point. I think she'd try. She'd try to have that edge.
No,
to her.
I think.
But I don't think she'd bring. I don't think she'd bring all the goods. I just don't.
I think Taylor Swift would be like a sack of potatoes in bed. I think she wouldn't. I don't think she'd be very entertaining. So that's why you'd want a one night stand. I think Katy Perry is a real nice, fun loving person.
Yeah.
So I would rather marry her, and I think you know she'd be better for the long haul. But I also threw in something that kind of mixed things up. So we're going one night stand. Would you Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, or Rihanna? Who are you taking?
No doubt about it, Rihanna and Katy Perry. Because I'll tell you what, Rihanna, I'm a man. I got masculinity. I'm full of it, but I don't know if I can quite handle her.
No. It's not a threesome. You got to take
one
of them.
So I would let Katy have a little Rihanna while I'm recovering, and then I'd go after Katy.
All right. All right. We better stop this discussion right now.
Okay. Well, then let's go to the Phillies.
Touche. This is terrible. But, yeah, let's talk a little bit about the Phillies. We were talking this week, and I said, Ruben Amaro sucks. He's ruined the world-class organization. We've already established that. But he might have done something right. At the beginning of the season, people were trying to trade for Cole Hamels, but they were lowballing him. I think he's held out long enough. I think Cole's rebounded and proved that he's a great pitcher. It's about time to unload him.
Yeah, Tools, I'm telling you right now, the only success out of this season would be getting rid of Hamels and Papelbon and getting some value back. Because
you want to get rid of Papelbon?
Well, Tools,
he's done well, too.
He's been great, and that's why I think you move him.
A value in a closer? Aren't teams searching for a closer?
Yeah, the Phillies aren't, though, because they're never winning ball games. But yeah. I think these two guys, if you can get four or five legit prospects for him. I'm not saying all five star prospects, but give me four or five guys I could be a little excited about. And, you know, maybe 2 or 3 years we see these guys and have something to look forward to.
It's time to unload both of them. Yeah, I agree. Okay, quick. Do you care at all about Franco coming up? That's the third base phenom.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay, another quick question. Do you think Ryan Howard's back on the juice?
And you know what I did when we did our preseason special in here?
Yeah,
you ripped me for saying he was going to hit more than 25. So he's on pace for 39 right now. Tools,
is he? Is he on pace for how many RBIs is he on pace for? 130 maybe.
Roughly 104. No, not 130. I think he's only knocked in about 18.
I assume he was on the juice before the contract. I don't know why he'd go back on the juice. Maybe he's just getting sick of people ripping him. But
I think he's just having monster drinks, Tools. He's fine.
All right, look at my Twitter.
Look at it, because look it's big. It's full of veins and wonderfulness.
Okay. Did you see Shaq take a tumble this week?
You know what, Tools? I feel like we owe it to our fans to be real here. And, I like Shaq. I think he's fun. I think he's funny, but these spills that he takes on TNT and people, you know, like, oh, he's so dope. Like, they're fake. They're staged.
We are not conspiracy theorists here at the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. We're realists, but we're going to tell it to you how it is. We kind of feel that Shaq fall was staged. That being said, I think it was funny.
Sure, it was funny, yeah.
But I'm thinking that, I don't know if that was real. I just don't think it was real.
No, Tools, I legitimately hit the deck a few times in my life. I get up, I'm pissed off. I want to go after somebody. It's just the soft and fluffy falls that he's doing. It's fake. The Christmas tree thing, hilarious, but it was fake. Nobody falls that gently, especially when you're 7'1", 350. Come on, Tools.
Well, yeah. I mean, he also fell when his ex-wife took all his money, but that's...
Oh, man. That's, she's not even high. Follow of the week. I know you got one, brother.
Follow of the week is Bar Raphael. Sometimes I'm on Instagram and I don't know what happens, but I like stumble into hot chicks accounts and I like.
Same thing happens to me, bro.
I keep getting deep. I'm like, how did I get there?
But I love it here.
Yeah, I love it. I'm going to go into every picture.
Yeah.
I ended up in Bar Raphael's Instagram and oh, man. Just follow her.
Yeah.
Follow her.
I wish she'd follow my bar. And yeah, when I see something like that, I click on the photos and videos.
Yes, yes.
And my next 5 minutes are planned out.
How did I get into these layers? And then how about when you try to hit back to like get back to your regular timeline instead of hitting the home button? I have to hit back like 20 times because I don't know how I got there.
It's wonderful.
Do
I
you
love
have a
Twitter.
Follow of the
I
week?
Do. And it's one of our fans, Tools, you know. We have a lot of class in our fan base. We just don't respect it and honor it enough. At Allison Joan, and this is a classy woman that appreciates our show. And what we do is we cater to the fans, Tools.
We cater to the women.
We do. And this is a wonderful woman. Thank you for the follow. Thank you for sticking with us.
We're going to treat all you women the way women ought to be treated.
Thank you, Ric Flair. All right, now we're going to get into this Stephen A. Smith thing. This is somewhat national news. And as we said, if you're watching us on YouTube and you look behind us, you see the Ben Franklin logo. Stephen A. Smith was on one of his douchebag ESPN shows where they pay him to say stupid shit, and he starts ripping on Philadelphia, and he starts ripping on Ben Franklin, and he starts ripping on the Sixers. Poncho, I'm going to play this clip, and then we're going to react. We've already committed to not using the F word, correct? We're not, okay.
No F word. No.
All right, so this is Stephen A. Smith, everybody.
This one doesn't move me at all, to be quite honest with you. It's quite corny. It's quite corny. Somebody needs to say it. Damn it, I'm going to say it. It's very, very corny.
And he's talking about the Ben Franklin Sixer logo, just for everybody.
Not indicative of the city of brotherly love. We respect the great Ben Franklin and what he means to the city of brotherly love, but that's not something you expect to see on the basketball logo. Not to mention the fact that when you're corny and you have a recent history of perpetual losing, that makes it even more alarming. The Philadelphia 76ers shouldn't be concerned about changing logos. They should be concerned about upgrading their roster. That's what they need to concern themselves with. This is one of the top five markets in the nation, in the United States of America. And you can't get marquee free agents, despite the fact that you're young and you've drafted well. You can't get marquee free agents to consider coming to Philadelphia. That's unheard of. Mr. Hinkie and others need to get their act together. Not Coach Brown, because I like him. Brett Brown can really coach. But the bottom line is they need to upgrade their roster. This logo means absolutely nothing to me, and I find nothing funny about it. As far as I'm concerned, it's embarrassing that they're preoccupied with changing a logo. Change the damn roster. How about that?
All right. Numerous things I want to go into here, Poncho. I don't want to dominate the mic. Do you want to take first shot at him, or do you want me to go at him first?
Personally, when I listen to it, I hear a lot of words in a short amount of time. And, you know, it's all ridiculous to us because, you know, he says, why aren't you changing the roster? Well, we are. What do you think all these picks for? Take your fat ass lips.
Yeah.
And get
out of here. Son of a gun.
Stupid
idiot.
We're sick of you. We don't want you in Philly or anywhere near it.
I know. Don't even reference that you're from Philadelphia, Stephen A. Smith. Here's the first thing. You're ripping on Ben Franklin. He was a womanizer. He loved alcohol. He was the first blogger. He created electricity. Why would you not have him on your logo? Number two, you're saying why aren't the Sixers getting free agents? Yeah, who were the free agents last year? Who are you going to give a max contract to, you idiot? Sam Hinkie is smart. He knows what he's doing. He's collecting assets. He's going to sign people coming up in a year or two. Just shut up. I can't. You call our coach. You basically, you don't say it because you don't have the balls. You insinuate he's a racist. And I'm talking about Chip Kelly. You have no clue what you're talking about. Just talk about something else. Leave Philadelphia alone. You left. You made your money. You stutter like a son of a gun. I'm just sick of him.
Yeah, and first blogger, Ben Franklin. I did not know that, Tools.
Well, actually, he started the printing press, and he had a newspaper under a woman's name. So, like, he would actually gossip and stuff under a woman's name. So, like, yeah, he was basically the first blogger, I would call him.
Do you still have that vlog?
Blog?
You still have that vlog?
No, I don't have a video blog.
Oh, okay. Tools, everybody's waited 28 minutes. So let's not keep them waiting any longer. It's the favorite part of the show.
Okay, it's the flavor flub, and I've already talked to you about my flub and my flavor.
Okay.
It's going to be really hard for me not to get ticked off during this. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go?
Well, I think let's lay the flavors down first.
Okay, let's lay it, because my flub, I can barely contain it. All right, let's
flavors in a week.
Okay. I watched an E60, that's something on ESPN, and it was about Ernie Johnson. We were referencing Shaquille O'Neal earlier on the TNT show. Ernie Johnson is like the MC, the white guy on that show who's real funny. But he is an exceptional individual. He actually adopts handicapped kids, brings them into his life. He takes care of them. He does not do it for press. He doesn't do it for popularity. He does it because the kids make his life better, and him and his wife are just amazing people. And if you ever have a chance to watch the E60 on Ernie Johnson, He's a way better person than any of us, and I just have respect for
him. Wow, great tools. That great flavor. And speaking of unfortunate and lacking individuals, my flavor of the week is that bleed green. This is a gentleman from Jersey. Doesn't have a whole lot going for him. Guy gets a dream trip to Ireland. And, you know, he still listens to the show and interacts with
us. So impressive.
At Bleed Green, your attributes and your characteristics are lacking, but your show love is wonderful 100%. Thank you, sir.
We respect that. Should I go flub or do you want to go
Give your flub of the week, Tools.
This is really difficult. This is really difficult. I'm sick of, I'm frustrated with the transgender community. I respect that Bruce Jenner really paved the way for you guys, and you're really confident right now. That's fine. But there's something that happened in Cambodia. There's a TV show. It's called Like It or Not. And they did the most disgusting, the most in... I can't even describe what they did. So I'm going to try to describe what they did. I'm so worked up about this. Okay. There was a girl who, at the age of six, was... left America because her mother left her, and she went to live with her father in Cambodia. She likes to write music, and she makes songs. At age 13, a couple weeks ago, they brought her on this TV show, and they said, hey, we're going to reunite you with your mom. They said, okay. But it was actually a joke. And what came out when they told her it was her mom? It was a transgender person named Choop Roland. They thought it was funny. They thought it was funny to convince a 13-year-old that her mother, she was going to be reunited with her mother, but it was a transgender. You sons of bitches, you're cocky right now. You think Bruce Jenner paved the way. Don't pick on little kids.
Yeah, we protect our children, Tools. So you're telling me this drag queen came out when she thought it was going to be her mom.
Yeah, they tricked a 13-year-old girl to think that she was going to be reunited with her mother, but it was actually a drag queen.
Oh, how could you? You confused asshole! Pick a team,
I would like to punch him right in his face!
Anyway, now you got me fired up, Tools. Flub of the week right here, and it's breaking news. I'll break it. Dick Whore Tsarnaev, the Boston Marathon bomber, sentenced to death.
Oh, yes, yes.
It's not enough, Tools. You know why?
Yeah.
Come across a patriot like me, and I'll throw flesh bombs all over your stupid little face.
Torture that son of a
you
bitch.
You goddamn loser.
I would take one of those people's legs that they lost. I'd take their amputee leg, and I'd beat him to death with it. That would probably be the only possible way.
What a show. Oh, we love America. Thank you.
Got they all in it, hard to get along with us. Call a cuz Jean-Claude, goddamn it, kick strong. Rollie on my arm, fake niggas, y'all really don't appear to a real nigga.